Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning you your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is the stone that the builders rejected. The stone that the builders rejected. And we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 42 through 43. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me and my new online Bible study, Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. For Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, I'm live on Blog Talk Radio. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study is live. It's 30 minutes of teaching and taking your questions and comments on air as we really rightly divide the word of truth, and there is no topic off limits. You can tune in at 7 p.m. by calling the same number, 323-870-4180, so make sure you save that in your phone. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire, you can still ensure you never miss the teaching by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. Do that by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text so you know that you're following. Also, when Real Talk goes live at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights, you'll receive a text reminder that has the call-in telephone number within it, as well as an online link that you could click to tune in online. So text the message DF to phone number 33222, and that'll keep you covered. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rossi.org. I was giving you my email address. So www.rossi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in Matthew 21, verses 42 through 43, reading from the KJV. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Come on and say amen, and so be it for the word of God. On yesterday, my pastor was preaching at church, and he was preaching from this topic, and I loved it so much, and I really just caught hold of that part about the stone that the builders rejected. that stone has become the chief cornerstone. In other words, the things about you or you that someone rejected, that someone or maybe a lot of people saw as inadequate, insufficient, the inability to produce anything good, incompetent. God has taken that same you and he has exalted you to a place of value, to a place of position. The stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. Oh, come on and give God praise. That ought to just be encouraging your spirit right now. Jesus was talking to the religious leaders in this book of Matthew chapter 21. And, you know, he had given them a parable. And he was asking them what they thought would happen based on the parable he'd given, which really dealt with people who were in authority or position to do what God had called them to do, not doing it. And so they answered him, and that's when Jesus replied to them with this scripture. And he was letting them know that those same people whom you as the Pharisees, Sadducees reject, those same people whom you come in and burden down with all of your rules that are not necessarily what the Lord has required, but just are the things that you think others ought to be doing to prove that they love God, that you think others ought to be living, or the way you think others ought to speak, or maybe the way you think others ought to dress just to say that they're saved in your eyes, that they're holy in your eyes, that they're righteous in your eyes, not as measured by the Lord. You know, those people whom you have cast aside as valueless, God still has need of them. God still has use for them. Glory. God still had purpose for them. So then, if that wasn't enough of Jesus giving them the rebuke, then he hit them with the 1-2 punch, because he finished that up in verse 43 by saying, "Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of God, the authority, the power to impact lives," he said, "it shall be taken from you and given to someone who will bring forth fruit." Isn't that good? It shall be taken from you walking around with all of your religiosity, all of your positions and power, but who does nothing, and given to somebody who really wants to work for the kingdom. The stone that the builders rejected. You see, in our lives today, we are sometimes so saddened or depressed by how others have measured us that we allow their depiction of us or their characterization of us to cause us to stop moving forward and to stop producing fruit in our lives. Well, John said, I wasn't pretty enough. John said, I didn't look good enough. He said, my shape wasn't like a Coke bottle. John said, I was too short or too tall. Sam said, I was too fat or too thin. You know, Ronnie said that I don't know how to talk right. My accent doesn't sound right. I'm too country. Susie said that I was nothing. I'll never be anything. That I didn't look like Denzel Washington. Or the church said that I'm just not saved enough. Or the missionary said, or the evangelist said that, you know, maybe if I would come to church every Sunday and every Wednesday and every Thursday and every Friday, then maybe they would let me stand up and read a scripture. The stone that the builders rejected. Those things in you that people determined to be fatal to your success. that part of you where they said you ain't nothing, you will never be nothing, you will never be good for anything. Those people who told you you were too ugly, too dark, too white, too light, too brown. Those folks who said you got the wrong last name, came from the wrong side of the tracks, you didn't live in the right zip code. Those people, those teachers in school who told you you're just not smart enough, don't even think about college, don't think about trade school, don't think about vocational school, don't think about the military. Those people in your neighborhood who always laughed at you, maybe you could not afford the best clothes. What they rejected in you, God sees it and will take it and use it in you, the stone that the builders rejected to make you the chief cornerstone. God will exalt you. God will, he will use the value in you, because nothing that God made is without value. No person whom God created is worthless. There is purpose in you. There's destiny in you. You can produce good fruit. Hallelujah. Glory in 1 Samuel 16 and 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Acts chapter 9, verses 4 through 6. When Jesus appeared unto Saul on the Damascus road, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He changed his name from Saul to Paul, and that same Saul who had just before then been going into the homes of Christians, dragging them out, then became one of the greatest apostles of Christ. The stone that the builders rejected, those things that they keep telling you make you nothing, are what God placed in you to make you unique, to make you unique and an individual so that you can bring about his glory. God sees purpose in you. God sees value in you. No matter what your past was, I don't care if you were a prostitute. I don't care if you were on drugs. I don't care if you were infidelity. I don't care if you were incarcerated. I don't care if you got pregnant at 13, 15, 18, outside of marriage. I don't care if you divorced or separated. I don't care, because God doesn't care. I don't care if you live in the projects, because God doesn't care. I don't care what your past was. Maybe you were one of those people who looked like you had it all together, but on the inside, you were just tattered and shattered. Maybe you were a gossiper. Maybe you were a whoremonger. Maybe you were at church every Sunday, but you were living a hellish life Monday through Saturday. Whatever it was, God doesn't care, because God still had need of you. Glory. You are the stone that the builders rejected. You're still alive, so your purpose has not been aborted. God still has need of you. Come on, let's get ready to just go into prayer. You ought to be worshiping him right now. Say, Lord, I thank you because you see value in me. Tell him again, God, I thank you because you see value in me. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you and we give your name glory. Father, we are the stones that the builder rejected, but you have exalted us to places of high authority, high jurisdiction, places, Father, to be used by you to expand your kingdom. You have found the beauty in us. You have found the goodness in us, the purpose and destiny in us. When everybody else said no about us, you said yes. When everyone else said we are worthless, you said we are full of value. When everyone else said we're the scum of the earth, you said we are more than platinum. God, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. You don't look on us as man looking. You don't take our past and make that be our future. But if we are willing to turn unto you, to repent of our sin, to give our lives unto you, and to spend time with you and fellowship with you, you will turn us into the chief cornerstone. You will place us on a rock and establish our going. You will come in and deliver us, Father, from all those things that bind us, all the chains that hold us, the depression and the low self-esteem. Whatever the situation, and legacy and pedigree, you will come in and you will take those things, glory, and put us up on high. That your name may receive the glory. And you're doing the marvelous in our eyes. The way you walk is marvelous, God. The way you change us, the way you love us, the way you forgive us and keep us. Your mercy is marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous, Lord. It's marvelous, and we glorify you for it today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listen, say amen. Say, I am worth more than gold. In God's eyes, say it again, I am worth more than gold. And God dies. Come on and praise him. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, or who know you are not where you need to be in God, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I am the chief cornerstone. That all the prior rejection no longer matters. Because you have exalted me, and you see the value in me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everyone, welcome back to the family of Christ, or welcome anew. Make sure you're in church, Bible study. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord. That includes Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can get all of the tune-in information on my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. And the call-in number for both broadcasts is 323-870-4180. Again, remember, all of that is on rossi.org. Or even better, you can get all of this information via text message by texting the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222 right now. All right, I love you. God loves you, and that's really all that matters. God loves you, and he sees the value in you. Visit my website. You can see my itinerary, everything else you need to know, as well as this recording will be there after 8 a.m. today, so you can share it with others. All right? You have now become the chief cornerstone. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m.